Simply Done, the podcast network.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. Here's the thing. It's a mystery wrapped in enigma, wrapped in delicious caramel.
That's not it at all, Mole. It really isn't.
Okay, listen, here's all I know. I went to New York City, out to Brooklyn. Hold for applause. Hold for applause. Still holding. Wow, Brooklyn, it's a lot of places. It's got to be the greatest place on earth. Brooklyn, New York. I go out to Brooklyn. Please. And then and I get out there with Quincy. And Quincy's like, Quincy's out in front of Tom's apartment, just like.
What is he like in New York?
That's when he lets him. That's when you really see the real Quincy. I mean, that's when he's like free and easy, because that's his town. You know what he does? He tips his hat at a jaunty angle, and he just sashays down the street, singing show tunes all about New York and grabbing lampposts.
One thing
and
I heard that.
Around.
Is there any truth to the rumor that sometimes he just goes out all night in a limo and picks up young Hispanic boys to just drive around?
Well, what he likes to do is call payphones. Hold on a second. He calls payphones in Spanish Harlem. Anyway, he's very fluent in certain Spanish words. Hey, Scaremaster.
Hey.
Where you been?
Touch me.
Hey, Wolfie.
And you'll lose those fingers.
Wolfie doesn't have fingers. He's got paws.
What is the matter with you, dude?
What's the matter with me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Got no respect. Why are you looking so sad? Why are you so fat? Shut up, your face.
What's the matter with you? Talking to the mic so they can give you a sound check. What's going on?
Check, check, check. I'm worried sick about Tom.
Why?
What do you mean, why? We can't find him. Where is he? Is he alive? Do you know where he is?
How the fuck would I know? Do you think that I had something to do with it? Yeah, I the one
know.
That had him
I
killed?
No.
What are you guys talking about?
Wait. What is it? But now he's dead?
What are you guys talking about?
Tom?
Who did you kill now, Scaremaster?
Tom Brennan?
You killed Tom Brennan?
No, he's not. He
Whoa.
Better not be dead. He better not be dead.
Well, I don't know
I
what you're talking
about. I'll tell you what's not dead, though, is this tune right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry.
Together, we are the
Big Three.
Well, whoa, we have got a show and a half today. And today was supposed to be kind of a celebration of two things. One, somebody turned 50 on Sunday.
Scaremaster, you're 50 years young.
That's
and
me, baby.
When this show starts airing on Friday the 22nd, it is the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination.
Nifty and 50.
Okay.
So we were supposed to, as I said, supposed to make that the theme of the show, but some other things have come up.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the best way to put this, if you follow the Big Three at all on the worldwide internet, on the social networks, you probably saw what happened. And I guess the best way to describe it is to let Perry do it in a message that he left for me when he first found out.
Don, it's Perry. Ken Savage just sent me a photograph of Tom Brennan on, I guess it's JQ Adams. His Flickr page, it's showing a picture of Tom Brennan with a ball in his mouth. He's got handcuffs on. He's laying on a fucking rug with a sucker to his right to his. Let's see, when you're laying down.
Oh, it's one of those date rape lollipops.
To the left side of his body and a condom wrapper. With a condom laying on top of him. The guy's stark naked. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 4 welts on his belly. His body is totally shaved. Like I shaved my body because he had hair on his body before.
How'd you know that?
It looks like he's got 1, 2, 3 cigarette burns in his upper chest. It's disgusting, man. Dude, there's like so much legal shit. Tom Brennan can do to fucking destroy this guy. I am scared to death of what has happened to Tom Brennan. I don't know if he's dead or alive. I'm scared to death. Seriously scared to death. Contact me. Bye.
Well, first of all, you're like a police investigator the way you find out everything, how many marks he had on him. Very
he's
good.
He's a detective. He's Stone Fury. He becomes a detective when he turns into Stone Fury.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
That's a movie, okay?
But you researched your role so intensely.
I researched.
You become a character.
Before you did Windy City Heat, did you go around with detectives to see how they did it?
Well, you got arrested for soliciting prostitutes in the Valley.
Oh, that's why I did that.
Stooge, I used to be a DAP back when I was 12.
What's a DAP?
A deputy auxiliary police officer.
I did not know that.
Dirty, angry pedophile?
No, a deputy auxiliary police officer.
Yeah. You were a copper?
At 12.
Are you serious? Is this whole thing a sting? Is this whole thing? I gotta get out of here.
No, Maul. Things are cool.
I haven't been a cop in years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because all the illegal things he does know.
Now, wait a second. What happened? They make you turn your badge and your squirt gun?
I moved to Palm Springs.
Oh, so that's when you quit the force. Did you have to move to Palm Springs?
I didn't want to move to Palm Springs.
I know, but you had to?
Well, I just turned 13.
Yeah,
listen.
But look, between you and me.
I was in seventh grade.
Between you and me, did you have to move to Palm Springs?
Yes.
Okay.
My thing is, you're talking about all this bullshit. Tom is missing.
It scares the garbage out of me, man.
Okay, now my first thought is, I didn't believe that this was serious at all. My personal thought was, and I still do believe, that there's the possibility. This is a lifestyle you've never seen with Tom. And maybe this is what he does. You know that for a fact.
Well, if his sister and Nicole Brennan got involved and all these other...
Nicole Perez?
I mean, Nicole Perez.
I will ask you to call her by the right name.
Nicole Perez.
I would never call her by the wrong name.
Excuse me. Nicole Perez.
That's like a broken refrigerator, dude.
Now, a lot of these people, they don't know what's going on, but you've been...
Mary Beth Brennan.
Right. Okay. The point is that Perry, I just want to know how you know so much about him, because you don't know him that well. This could be a lifestyle thing for him. And I said that to you, and before I even got in touch with you, you had already made phone calls to morgues, to the police department. Tell us something about that, and what did they say?
The cops in New York, well, first 911... said that it's a bondage thing, that this stuff happens all the
time.
That's what I thought. They wouldn't look into it for 48 hours.
All right.
Today is 48 hours.
Okay, so.
So they wouldn't look into it until today.
Did you call them back? Did you lose the number?
No, 911, how hard is it to lose 911?
I don't know.
Durr, no.
Is 911 a joke?
Then I got in contact with some of my private investigators.
Wait a minute, you work with private investigators?
I've done that for years, back when he was on the force.
Back when I was with the cops, I've done that for years.
When he was with the cops, he knew all those guys.
Well, so what did they tell you?
I got in touch with a few of my friends, and
on the East Coast,
yeah,
back east, some muscle back east.
I wouldn't say muscle. I'd say people on the PD that are connected with the NYPD Blue and Chicago PD as well as LAPD.
Are we talking the TV show or?
No, we're talking the real cops.
Okay. Yeah.
And
what did they tell you?
They're going to look into it, and then Mary Beth in Chicago.
Who's Mary Beth?
That's Tom's sister. She got in contact with some of the. Some of her private investigators and detectives, and they all flew to New York. I mean, it was like 1 hour. she tells me that I'm at the airport now. I'll call you when I get there. And then she, about an hour later, she calls me right away and says, I just got to New York.
Well, I got to tell you, this became so serious. And you know who really went out of his way to help out with this? You'll be surprised. Hugh A. Craig III.
Really?
He asked if there's anything that he could do, and he hasn't found out anything yet, but he did come up with some voice messages from Tom Brennan's phone. Why don't we play one of these? This one's from you, Perry.
Tom, it's Perry. I got Nick on the home phone. I'm looking at this photo of you being handcuffed. You got a ball in your mouth.
Is that you, Scare Master?
I don't even know if your legs or ankles have been cuffed. I'm afraid that's possibly what has been done. I'm afraid you've been raped. You got welts on your body. It looks like you got cigarette burns on your upper chest. Your chest has been shaved. Your whole body's been shaved. I was afraid of this John Quincy Adams guy doing something similar like this. There's that popsicle that he was talking about you know, fucking you over. So, you know what, dude? I warned you about this guy. I warned you about something like this happening. I'm scared to death, and I hope to God you're still alive. Please, 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 call me. Call me. Do what you can. Call me. I am serious. Call me. I need to hear from you. Call me. Thank you. Call me, text me, do what you can. I need to hear from you. Tonight or by the morning. Thank you. Bye.
So he wait.
Time out a second.
Call you?
Time out a second.
Did he call you?
Nobody contacted me.
Did he text you or call you?
Nobody contacted me.
Not nobody, but Tom. Did he call you?
No.
All right. Well, I'm just asking because you said it a lot. You said call me.
Well, and he wait, Craig, who is on the case?
How would he wait, Craig III, be able to bug Tom's phone? Be able to bug Tom's phone to where he's able to play the message?
I have no idea.
I left on Tom's
all phone. I know is this, is that he can do it to yours. He's played messages from on your phone.
He played me a video of me one time going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Jane, what were you going to say? Mary Jane, everybody.
Hello. Perry, phones are computers now. If he's a computer hacker, every phone can be done. They did that to Paris Hilton years ago.
So he's found nothing else, but I thought that would be interesting to play on the show. You whining like a little bitch. But that was your message to Tom. Now, do you know anything going on, yes or no?
I have no idea.
Do you know anything going on, Mole?
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, you were in New York.
Yeah, I went to
New York. When did you get back from New York?
I'm not sure, but I have been here for at least a night or two or three maybe. But I was in New York last weekend because I wanted, as you know, to sign with Tom Brennan Entertainment.
How'd that go?
Well, here's what happened. I called him up. I was staying at Quincy. I went to Quincy's place. And Quincy, man, I got to tell you, when you get in New York, you better get ready to start stepping because this cat's out of control.
He owns the town.
He owns the town. Yeah. He owns the town. He paints it blood red. You know what I mean?
Mr. Adams. Hey, oh, hello. Crazy. Hello.
You know how, like, he sits on the roof of his limo. He doesn't just sit out of it. He sits on the roof of it and throws these lollipops to everybody in the West Village. It's crazy. Anyway,
are those gate rape lollipops?
Gate rape?
I mean, date rape. Date rape lollipops.
DRPs, they might be DRLs.
Whatever.
DRPs, what do you guys think?
I never, don't even know the initials of what
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think they're DRLs. DRLs. Date rape lollipops. Yeah, let's go with that. So, DRLP. I called Tom Brennan. Tom Brennan said that he didn't know if he could sign me because it might be a conflict with another one of his clients that he's got potentially, Channing Tatum.
Really? Yeah, the guy that's from the movie.
Yeah, he was like, it's going to be too much Mole and Channing Tatum together. And so he didn't know if he could sign me. So I was like, I dropped your name because I'm like, I'm Scare Master's best friend. He wants me to sign with you. He said I should sign with you because I think that's what your message is, right?
I'm not going
to. Okay, but in all honesty.
So he wouldn't sign me. And so Quincy said, I'm going to take him out to dinner and I'll get him to sign with you. So this is what I remember because it's pretty foggy, okay? Because I was chewing on his date rape lollipops. But they don't really affect me that much. I had like two DRLs.
You got to stay away from those things. They're going to kill you, Mole. You had the problem with the HN. You shouldn't be taking these.
But they're delicious. They're delicious.
Yeah, they are.
So he says to me, he gets me on the plane and he goes, I'm going to get him to sign with you. And I said, how are you going to do it? And he said, I'm going to make him an offer he can.
An offer he can't refuse.
An offer he can't. Yeah, I'm going to make him an offer. He can't. I'm going to make him an offer. Anyway.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm going to make him an offer. He can't, can't do something with.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, that's it.
Every mobster says the same thing.
Every mobster? Is that where it came from?
I mean, it's movie stuff.
Well, what was the big movie that came from?
Godfather.
You're sure? No.
Make you an offer. I can't make you an offer. You can't refuse.
Refuse.
You know what I'd like
Mama
to see?
Mamma Mia, we're in some pickle with Pantangeli?
Maybe you should do that line, but do it as some of your characters. Like, how would Jean-Claude say that?
Jean-Claude would say, I make you an offer you can't refuse.
Tex Longhorn.
Oh, hey there. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Oh. Kyle Dickey.
Hi. Hey, Mo. Hi, dude.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, you're on the other side of the room. All right, Don. I think Mo wants to make you an offer that you can't refuse.
Okay, that was really good. Now, we're in the middle of your story, Mo. I'm sorry.
So Quincy went over to pick up Tom Brennan to take him out for Squingeely and Lollipop and Day Rape Lollipops, and that's the last I saw of those guys. But Quincy called me. He called me after dinner with him, and he was giggling and giggling and giggling. And Tom, I heard Tom just screaming, and Quincy's giggling. I couldn't make out what was going on, but Quincy was out of his mind giggling.
At the time, did you think he was in danger? And I'm talking about
Tom. No, Quincy was fine. He sounded like
Tom,
he was really having a good time.
What about Tom?
I didn't know. He was screaming. He was screaming.
Then he was in danger if he was screaming.
How do we know, though?
What do you mean? He didn't sound like he was screaming.
Okay,
Perry. Did it sound like he was screaming for pleasure?
No, he sounded like he was screaming in pain.
Yeah.
But you guys don't know that lifestyle. I don't know that lifestyle.
Know.
Anybody who puts nipple clamps on, that he clearly did. You said he shaved his chest too, right, Perry?
I don't believe Tom does that because when he was over at my place.
Well, there's pictures that prove that he did.
When he was at my house.
Oh, and you're so irresistible that you have
to. Would you shut the fuck up?
Hey, tie me up and put nipples
clamps
on.
Perry puts nipple stuff on himself.
Shut up and listen to me.
Put nipple stuff on yourself.
Shut up and listen to me, you fucks.
What do we
do? Both of you.
What did Dan and I do?
What did I do with Mole?
Either I finish making my remark or I don't talk at the. For the rest of the show.
No. Oh, that's the way you're going to do it? This is our last couple days of our fund anything, and you're not going to talk? We're trying to raise money to make...
Look.
No, Perry, you look.
It goes
we're trying...
like
no,
this.
You look.
It goes
you
like
look.
This.
You look.
Shut
no,
up.
You I shut up. We're trying to raise money to create a reality show for the big three. You shut the fuck up. Don't talk about quitting. Now, go on with... You just shut up. You're not going to say anything?
You said shut the fuck up.
I gotcha. Scaremaster, let me ask you a question. How long you wore nipple clips for? I didn't know about that.
I never wore nipple
You just
clips.
Said you wear nipple yeah, clips all the time.
I never
yes, you wear
you
nipple
clips. You
said you wear
I
all
shave.
That dude
Did you
stuff.
Say it as a joke?
I shave. I don't wear nipple clips.
All right.
Now,
you were talking
because
about
when
nipple
Tom,
clips.
When Tom was over at my place for the windy weekend.
You shaved his chest?
You tied him up?
Can I finish...
Put nipple clamps on?
What I'm saying.
Yes.
He had a button shirt down.
And you're like, let me get that off of you?
I didn't take off his clothes.
Then how do you know he had hair?
His shirt was partially open.
So did you think he did that to tease you?
Sneak a peek down his shirt when he leaned over. You're like, let me take a look down there. Hello, trail to the goodies.
Hey, Mr. Homo. I don't do that shit. Like, your chest is showing off right now.
Would you please stop checking dudes out for 2 seconds?
Your gay chest is showing off right now, Mr. Homo.
Oh, come on, dude. That's making everybody feel
uncomfortable. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. What do you think about my new place I'm sitting? I'm up on the back of the chair like I'm a hip teacher who's going to teach you all about Shakespeare through rap.
Oh,
wow. That is pretty hip. Hey, will there be a...
What is it, Dan the Man?
Yeah, my name is Don, actually. Just wanted to know. Now, the grading scale... Do you give grades, or can you kind of talk about them? Are you one of those teachers that's hip enough that we can just like talk about what kind of grades?
Hey man,
I'm
always here to rap with you kids. You bring it to me, man. We're just gonna be a one-on-one sesh.
I gotta tell you, it's my first day in class, but you're already my favorite teacher this year.
You know why? 'Cause I don't play by no rules, man.
Well, I'm gonna learn a lot from this class for sure. How about you, Perry?
Oh, here comes the vice principal with the attitude. He doesn't like my style, Scaremaster. Have you talked to Tom?
If I talked to Tom. Since this fucking event went on,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be worried about Tom, now would I?
What about Quincy? Why don't you ask him what happened?
How do I reach either of them? I have no idea on how to reach either of them.
I talked to Quincy the other day.
Well, you call Quincy all the time.
I don't. He calls me.
You go over to Quincy's all the time. I never met the guy face to face. I don't know. I don't.
Well, you're pretty hostile to him, and he didn't do anything.
Well, you know what? There's
a
goddamn great reason to be hostile.
Why would you be hostile to him?
Because he's taken control of a guy that represents me.
He took control of your agent, Tom.
My publicist / agent, Tom. Well, who else would have done that?
You think
know.
He took control?
You?
Of
no.
What do you think happened?
It's really
there?
Wild that you. I just. Honestly, I'm surprised that you.
I say it like this. What do I think happened there?
He said he took control of his agent, Tom, Dan.
Wow.
I think because Tom made of because Tom and Quincy went with JQA went to have a meal together at I guess this Capriati's is the name of the restaurant. It's supposedly known as the most exclusive.
Is that true?
Oh, they got everything.
It's the most exclusive high class.
What would you order? What would you order?
I don't know what I'd order.
What would you order? You're Italian.
I don't know.
But
why don't you just answer them for
God's
sake?
Have you had a chance
to
look at the menu? How do you feel? And would you like to order some maybe some appetizers?
Pasta bazool. Okay. Fucking appetizers.
Yeah, the highest, the most fancy place in New York City.
In NYC.
You ordered the pasta and beans.
Maybe. I don't know.
If it's good pasta bazool.
All right. Let's get back to this thing. What is your
probably
feeling?
Really good there.
Where is Tom Brennan right now?
What's my feeling or what do I think?
What do you think?
I have no clue.
You think he's in love? No, you think he's in love?
He's not in love with what's going on. With
all
the
right.
Crap.
I have a theory.
Tom Brennan's
Can
not
I give
gay.
My theory? Can I give my theory, please?
What's your theory?
I want you to listen to the whole thing because my feeling is that you set this whole thing up.
What?
You set this
what?
Whole thing up.
Scare
How
master.
Could I have set this up?
I don't know.
I am not this kind of guy. I am not gay in any way, shape,
Didn't
or form.
Didn't say you were gay. Doesn't make you gay to set something up like this.
The only thing that I'm involved with is the fact that Quincy wanted Mole to be represented by Tom.
Okay, stop your bullshit. Here's what
bullshit.
I think you had something to do with this.
Bullshit.
I'm going to prove it to you right now.
How could I have had something
I'm gonna
to do with
I'm going to tell you how.
Prove it. Show
All
me.
All right? Because I got this call today, maybe a half an hour before the start of the show, from guess who?
The guess who? They're back together?
Jesus Christ. That's
no,
crazy.
No, no, no.
Great
no.
band.
No. All right.
They were a great
no
band.
No time left for you.
On my way to.
No, wait. No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? From what I understand now, Randy Bachman tours with the lead singer, so they also do not only Guess Who songs, but a lot of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Ride, ride, ride,
ride, let it ride.
Okay, hello. All right, back off with BTO.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, guys. We got some more important shit to talk about.
Well, anyway, the reason that I think that you plan this whole thing out.
How could I have planned this out?
I don't know how you do it. You just said you went around, you've got all these friends in New York that can help you do private investigators here and there. This is why I think that you had something to do with it. Because it's all bullshit. This is the call that I got from Tom Brennan today.
What?
Hi, Don. This is Tom Brennan. Boy, I really wish you would have answered the phone. I just got dropped off by John Quincy Adams' butler. I don't know what the hell happened. All I know is I was at dinner, we talked, the next thing I know, I'm getting dropped off at home by this butler. Perry was right. He was right, man. I don't know what to tell him or how I can even face him. I need you to tell me what to do. If you can please call me back, thank you. Bye.
All right. Here's
why cool.
I think, because what was said there, what is Perry always trying to prove to us? That he's right. What did Tom Brennan say in that call?
I'm right.
Perry's right. So you were planning this whole thing out. You planned this whole thing out just to prove that you can be right.
Scare master.
I'm right.
I can't believe
I warned Tom
you set your agent up to get
bitch.
Raped.
I can't warned
believe
Tom.
You set your agent
I warned
bitch.
Tom.
You lying piece of
I
shit.
I warned Tom about these gay get-togethers.
We're trying to raise money, and I was thinking maybe that's why he's doing it. That was my first thought. Maybe Perry's so fucking bright, he's going to pull this elaborate scam like he has done to the government.
Scam.
And what he's going to try to
Fuck
do is
you.
Get our name out there so people donate the last few days. We only have until Monday at midnight, the last few days to put some money into our Fund Anything account that will fund our reality show. You motherfucker.
Scam?
Yeah.
It's not a scam.
You scam everybody. What do you think, Mole? Am I crazy on this?
I scam everybody? Well, why does it take so long for me to get paid for the Windy Weekend?
I've been waiting for your accountant to call me.
And also, Scam Master, you
Don't
owe him money
it.
For the skateboards first.
Yo, first?
Yes, that was
I
the deal.
I paid my bills!
That was the deal, though.
I paid my fucking bills!
But you gotta
you
pay him
for
bitch. Selling
you
skateboards.
God damn it for this fucking weekend!
Pay him for the skateboards, then he can pay him for the weekend after sometime.
When you turn that mic, I can't hear you, number one. You've got to be able
Scam
to
Scam Master, here's the deal. He'll pay you for the Windy Weekend somewhere down the road. Don't worry about it.
No,
he'll
no,
catch up,
no,
he'll catch on
no,
the backside.
No, asshole!
Dude,
asshole!
Don't worry about it.
I get paid to
damn it! Oh, well, I get fucking paid tonight, or I go nowhere!
Okay, well, then you go nowhere, because the last time that you spoke with me, we spoke last week. You said that you were going to have your accountant and get in touch with me. He never called.
And look at all those $10 shout-outs, Scaremaster.
Yeah. You got to...
Whoa, $10 shout-outs?
Is that what time it is?
You want to talk to Sam tonight?
It's we're right in the middle of our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Here to talk to Sam tonight.
Now, this is... just please, we're in our $10 shout-out.
That's my accountant.
That's your accountant?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You just lost $1,000. I'm gonna hide it from your accountant then. You just lost $1,000.
You are going to lose your life.
Really? You're going to threaten me? Where's my money? Last week...
I paid a fucking bill, asshole!
Okay, well, I paid bills, too.
Damn!
I had to pay rent.
Hey, who's Bill? Is that some
good
dude?
Good one, Mole. That's funny.
I lost $1,000? That means I get $5,000, doesn't it?
I don't know how that adds up.
Hey, tell us about $10 shout-outs, Dan.
Well, if you've never heard the show before, this is where you, the listener at home, can be part of the fun here at the Big 3 Podcast, where you get to send in $10, and I shouldn't even talk about sending in $10 because of the fact we're only going to have one more show after this, and we're going to be taking a break.
Yeah, if you haven't sent them by now.
Yeah, don't send any more. I say we'll go into more about that in a little while, but we're having a little problem here with Perry. Because he told me to get in touch with his accountant, and I waited for him to call.
I will call Sammy last week. At the end of this show.
Yeah. Does he know that you ripped us off for the skateboards?
We'll talk.
You know about that, don't you, Mark?
We'll talk.
I've been chowing this box of Smarties from the Cherries that are so delicious.
The Cherries.
I miss those guys.
I do, too. They're very good people. All right, well, here's our first shout-out. Dear Perry of the Big 3, this is, I guess, directed right to you. I'm tired of everyone making fun of your little Italian penis. Well, that starts out positive. Did you know that if you use Vicks Vapor Rub as a lubricant, your pecker gets bigger and stays bigger? Did you know that?
Whatever.
What do you...
I don't care.
You don't care? This is where we talk about the $10 shout-outs.
Pop culture.
But it's gay, and I don't want to hear it.
It's not gay.
Check out this women knife don't... that the Cherries gave me. Don't you catch it?
Damn.
Perry eats steak
Shut
with that
it.
Knife.
I've got one similar.
And you eat steak with it, if I remember correctly. Let me read on. I recently caught a cold and heard having another dude jerk you off was the best cure. By the way,
dude.
Well, that's what it says.
I'm not interested in guys. Okay, I'm a man created for women.
Okay, it has become quite obvious Perry is jealous of everything Don has. Do you really think that's true?
No.
And Perry is constantly eyeing Don's crotch. That no. I'll agree with. Well, Perry,
that
maybe you can impress
true.
Don by having a dong as big as his. You can use your little 3-inch Perry pecker into a bulky Barra's 12-incher cockaroony. Perry, you need to rub Vicks Vapor Rub on your teeny peeny and keep it there for over a month. You should see amazing improvements. I can see Denny's putting up a sign outside their Reseda location to promote Perry's glory hole. Circumference is being expanded in the men's room stalls and all because of Perry Caramella's boyfriends.
What? That's disgusting.
Your mini fresh fan, Tim Otis Sanchez. That was nice, Tim. Thank you.
Nice. Concise.
Right. Yeah.
Got to the point.
It got right to the point. Here's our next one. Mole, why don't you take this? Oh, they sent a lot of ones.
Whoa.
Here you go.
And this one begins. Dear Big 3, when a man commits a crime, they are locked up for a number of years. Once they are released, they should be allowed to enter the world free of their past crimes, having paid their debt to society. In that same light, I feel Perry has served a 21-year sentence regarding the RC incident. However, just like an inmate seeking parole, before the Big 3 can let the RC incident go, Perry needs, I repeat, needs to show remorse for what he did to RC. Just like a rapist who claims the woman was asking for it, Perry has to admit he was at fault. Perry, when you don't show remorse for your terrible acts, the public will never forgive or forget. I think the Big 3 fans would be willing to put the RC incident behind them if Perry were to seek Randy's forgiveness for what he put him through.
Why do you think
O.J. Simpson is so hated? Because he never showed any remorse for the murders he committed. Am I comparing you to O.J.? Of course not. O.J. actually won a court decision. Got a rim shot.
Yeah.
The point is, seek RC's fucking forgiveness.
Sick.
Beg, please, get on your knees if you have to. But you need to admit your guilt. Although you can't talk to RC,
guilt.
I think the fans will be willing to accept an honest, heartfelt letter
seeking
the forgiveness for the awful act you committed on such a wonderful, sweet young man. Read your apology letter in the next podcast, and the whole Perry is a gay, C-S-ing, A-licking, C-guzzling, D-stroking, B-juggling, T-licking, H-word will be behind you. Hoping you seek forgiveness, Jackie, the douchiest head ever toe.
Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
You know what, Scaremaster, he's got a point to move on. Move on.
You really got to.
Why don't these fucking people move
Perry,
on?
Just stop talking about it. So you don't want to talk about it.
2 seconds. I don't want to talk about it.
Is that a little Bonnie Raitt?
I think that's, I know the Rod Stewart one.
Oh, interesting. Dear Don Mole and Perry Caravello, the king of Friday night comedy. In my last package, I sent a jar of change, which I collected over several years and must have committed at least $150 to Perry. How much was in the jar, buddy? I've also included a crochet doll of Mole for you guys. Please enjoy. Let him join the other two on the mantle. Perry, do you think I should make a Randy count? Oh, wait.
All right. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, my God. Let me see. Crochet sunglasses. I love you guys. Oh, you're the best ever. So awesome.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Mole, what are you doing?
I'm putting my sunglasses on. What are you doing? Hey, Scaremaster, quit staring down my shirt. Hey, Scaremaster doll, quit staring down my shirt.
God almighty.
What happened?
No, I just got a headache.
These are amazing. All right. These are the greatest things ever.
All right, let me continue reading on. Perry, do you think I should make a Randy Callahan doll? I know you've always complained about Randy's penis was way too small for you.
Please, please, please.
The Randy doll can have a large penis, and you've always wanted an extra caging agent.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Fucking stop it.
I know at this point, Perry is probably screaming at the top of his lungs. Well, it wasn't the top. Please be professional, Perry. Don, is there any way for a big fan of the Big Three like myself to get a copy of the 14-hour original cut of Windy City Heat? I would pay good money for that copy.
14-hour, yeah, it was something like that.
That'll come out one day, the Criteria Edition.
Sincerely, Alexander Hamilton. P.S. I tried to buy 5 dozen skateboards from the Scaremaster, but his website does not exist. What's
Scary
going on with
Scary Perry Skateboards, SK, the number well, 8
I don't
boards.
Know. Something happened.
It works.
You lost some business
it
right
works.
There.
It works. What doesn't work, what probably doesn't work is the word skateboard spelt out, SKATE, because there's been a big whatchamacallit, a vote, a bunch of people are petitioning that skateboard site, Scary Perry Skateboards, SK.
Oh, it's not 60 seconds. Oh, go!
Well, the petition is against Scary Perry Skateboards, SKATE boards. Because that's not my site. My site is sk8boards.com. SK, Scary Perry, SCARYPERRY, sk8boards.com. That's the difference. The Dogtown version rather than the gay version.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry. Thank you, Perry. All right, now, Mole, you have a letter right over there. Oh, you're doing a Facebook shot, huh?
Yeah, no, I want to update my profile picture.
Okay. Why don't you read this first? Okay.
You can't put that picture on your driver's license.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man, she still got it.
Really does.
Please have Perry read.
All right. Sorry, Mole. Take that one away.
Okay. Dear Big Three, I'm writing to say thank you for all the hilarious podcasts. On one of the latest podcasts entitled, I'm Actually the Happy One, Perry stated, I don't know why I am fucking alive anymore. I'll tell you why you're alive, Perry. I want to say thank you, Scaremaster, for all of your tips and tales of being a working actor. Because of you, opening discussing the good, the bad, and the ugly, I know what to avoid, including being seduced by gay casting directors when I'm driving to set, I know to avoid crazy old ladies driving on the wrong side of the road, the freeway, not hiring a stunt double for a sex scene, and to always be careful that I don't knock over the craft service table. I didn't knock over the craft service table.
Well, of course, we kind of voted that you did.
I can't wait to fill you in on all my future acting gigs. Thank you. Sincerely, Googie Asler, well, anyway, the first student of the Perry Caravello School of Acting, formerly the Perry Caramello School of Heating and Air Conditioning Repair. Oh, that's funny. Here.
Here's another one. It begins, "Hey, Perry, this is your bro, Ken Masters. I'm the bro that tell you it's okay to have sex with another man as long as
no,
you think
it's not.
About a woman. And you don't kiss him or any gay-ass word like that. My bros and I are taking this philosophy to the next level. We have this one bro that's kind of got a womanly figure."
No, it's not.
"So what we did is we chained him in the basement of our frat house, put a wig on him, and now we have sex with our bro. What? Whenever we want. Sometimes he tries to resist, so we got a garden hose and fill it with sand, and we whip him with that until he gives in."
No, it's not.
"It's almost like sex with a real woman. We considered chopping his pee and bees off, too, but we thought better of it and decided to save up for a legit sex change. His breasts are already a B-cup from the hormone pills we've been force-feeding him. We want you to be the first bro to give him a test drive after the operation. So once his new vag heals, we'll bring him to your apartment 102 to show you a good time. Scare Masters." That's pretty nice.
Well, that is nice.
No, thank
Ken
you.
Masters. Thanks, Ken Masters. That's very
no,
generous
thank you.
Of you.
Ken,
you know,
I think it's written before.
Like chained up. You know, that sounds like chained up and dudes having sex on.
I'm not interested.
Tom Brennan. It sounds like Tom Brennan's weekend.
It sounds a lot like Tom Brennan. All right, I got another one. Here we go. "Hello, Perry. It's your homosexual lover, Dimitri Moreland."
Oh,
God.
Hold for
Get
applause.
The fuck away
Hold
from
for
me.
Applause.
Get the fuck away from me.
"I'm glad you enjoyed the gift that I sent you. The fans informed me that after
what
the big
gift?
Show, at the big show, you used my artificial cock to put on a demonstration of your anal stretching technique in the parking lot.
I'm not interested.
Did you do that, really?"
"No.
$5, same as downtown."
"What?
Well, let me read on. I want to let you know that I'm prepared to contribute the full $500,000 to fund anything. We just need to clarify the perks I'll be receiving as an executive producer of the project." Wow, we could do just about anything. He's going to put up all the money. We could do the movie and the reality series for that money. "We only have a couple days left, Perry. Should we at least listen to what he's saying?"
He's
go ahead and read.
"Please.
It should go without saying that during the filming, I'll be staying at your apartment." I think he's talking about you, Perry. "Each morning, you will wake me up with a..."
He's blow. Not staying in my house.
"He'll wake you..."
This
well,
is show business, this, Scaremaster. This
Perry,
is show business.
Perry,
this
before
is show
you
business.
Say no...
He's
before,
not staying in my
listen
house.
Listen to me. Do you understand if we had the project done completely with the money... He's willing to put up $500,000 for this. So at
get
least
get the money first.
Okay, that's what we'll do. But let's listen to what he says here. I'll read on. "It should go without saying that during the filming, I'll be staying at your apartment. Each morning, you will wake me up with a blowjob.
Sorry.
And cook me breakfast.
Sorry.
At the studio, at least listen to what it's being said. Let me tell you this. If someone
I'm not gay.
Doesn't
There's
make
no
you gay.
Fucking way.
It doesn't mean you're gay. It means that you want to make the movie. That's the way I look at it. I wish he liked me. I'd suck him off as much as he wanted for $500,000 to make our movie.
Let him suck you off, then.
I'd like to let that,
stop
too.
Stop being weird, man.
"At the studio, I expect you to walk fully nude when you're not filming scenes." Well, that's what he wants.
Well, just stay in your trailer and walk
can,
around naked there, and he can come hang out with you there.
He can want it all he wants.
And he
it's
also
not
wants
going
to
happen.
He also wants you to attend to all his needs, just like Burt Ward did for you on Windy City Heat, with more... hardcore anal sex.
Oh, God. Fuck no fucking way. That's where I call it quits in show business.
Okay, well, at least let him hear what he also has to say. "I would also like to be written into the movie as Stone Fury's gay lover."
It ain't going to happen because I'm not
How
gay.
How about Bone Fury?
And there's no
oh,
more.
Oh, that's a
there
great
is no
idea.
Fucking... look, Stone Fury, if you think I'm going to play that, you're out of your fucking mind.
He's going to pay for the entire fucking
you
movie.
You are out of your fucking mind.
Well, let me see what goes on here. You know what? You should find out from Tom what it's like. It might not be that bad.
Oh, God.
"It will not only be a great twist on the character of Stone Fury, but our passionate love scene will set a landmark as the first graphic depiction of a rim job in a major motion picture. Love, Dimitri Moreland."
No. Fucking way.
First off, Scaremaster.
On planet
Scaremaster.
Earth, will I, in any way, shape, or form, go gay for anybody?
Do you have any idea
may
how
say,
negative that sounds?
Exactly. I don't give a flying fuck.
And may I say something?
Of course you may.
He likes you.
He does.
So
like
what? You. There's a lot of people that like me.
Really?
You know who else likes you? The Sweet Feathery Jesus Ecologically Friendly Piano Moving Company. "Dear Mr. Camaro, We're the Sweet Feathery Jesus ecologically friendly piano delivery company. Today's environmentalist piano buyer doesn't want fossil fuels burned to bring them a baby grand, and we cater to that need by delivering pianos the old-fashioned way, by hand. We just saw your video where you leg press 2,000 pounds and could use your services as a professional piano carrier. We have a piano that needs to be delivered in the Silver Lake District at the top of a steep flight of steps and have been unable to find anyone who can carry it there, but none of our employees can lift 2 tons with their legs like you can. We pay up to 50 cents a kilometer. You can still wear a fanny pack. Or
50 cents?
Listen, it's a kilometer, but that's a kilometer, Skim. That's just a kilometer. And we're pretty sure neck muscles are not needed for carrying a piano. Please let us know. Lunch will be provided. Our cheese sandwich is okay. Booze, Bolesco, Dr. P, sweetfeatheryjesus.com.
I think I know where those stairs are.
I think they're right off Echo Park Avenue.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
Well, you don't know that.
By Baxter. Well, up from Baxter.
All right, here's our next one. Dear Perry Caravello, I want to thank you for everything you did for me in the bathroom at the Comedy Store right after the conclusion of the big anniversary show.
What?
Sorry that Big Earl Kennedy wouldn't also let you suck on his penis.
I didn't suck off anybody.
Well, that's, I'm just reading what it says. Do you believe that that's what it says?
Let it say what the fuck it wants. It's all full of shit. Bullshit.
Okay, let me read on. I suppose you will have to seduce him at a better time next time. By the way, awesome fart in the urinal. I love the way it smelled. Love, Dean Blueberry.
Sick.
See, I don't look at that as sick. Maybe I wouldn't be into what he's talking about, but at least he said it nice, and he seems like a nice guy.
May I read one?
Dear Big Three.
My name is J.P. Rivers. I'm an intern for the Boston Red Sox organization. By the time the shout-out is read, the World Series will be over. Thank you to all the fans for tuning in throughout the season. As most of you know, our beloved Beantown was affected by a great tragedy in April, but our city rallied and rode a wave of momentum when local skateboard enthusiast and businessman Timothy Perpetic was returned safely to our shores. Our players and fans grew beards in solidarity and tribute to the heroics of Mr. Perpetic. When he threw out the first pitch of the clinching game of the American League Championship Series against Dan's beloved Detroit Tigers,
it
the
hurt
stadium
me.
Was electric. After the game, Tim talked to me about Fenway Park hosting a special wedding ceremony on our field. He told us that the proposal was made on stage during the windy weekend at the Comedy Store, and Perry accepted in the traditional Jabo fashion of a bite to the arm of his beloved and peeing a little. Congratulations, Mr. Caravello and Perpetic, on your future life together. We here at the Red Sox would like to extend our warmest congratulations and let you know that we are a totally Jabbaho-friendly park.
That's
the grass
nice.
May be used for tinkling and the infield dirt for poops. There'll be no holiday decorations hung anywhere, and all our American flags will be hidden from view, as we know you hate all that they represent. The one thing we must be strict on is that the marriage not be consummated by you S-ing his D and him J-ing you off in the clubhouse and the dugout may only be used for B-holes only 69ing.
Not in any way.
Enclosed is an
form.
Early wedding present for the Scaremaster to show him how much he is appreciated. J.P. Rivers, Boston Red Sox.
No,
where's the present?
Way.
Where's the present?
What was the present?
I don't know. It said enclosed is a present. It's the one from Boston, Mass. Oh, 2, 1, 3, 4.
All right, let me get this next one. This is from the University of Georgia College of Fine Arts, Department of Comedic Science. Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of yours, particularly of the Scaremaster. That's nice. Now, where do you think this goes?
Let's see.
I am thrilled to be writing my very first $10 shout out. I am a lifetime student of comedy, having obtained my PhD in comedic science at the University of Georgia, which I currently teach at. I was also once roommates with Alex Karras, so I'd like to think that I know something about comedy.
Hey. I love Alex Karras. He was great.
He's dead now.
What?
Yeah, he died. It's Webster's dad, right?
We're going to go see Jim Croce together.
Jim Croce's dad.
Jim Croce died?
Long time ago.
You don't keep up on pop culture the way
that's
you should.
That's for the old time fans.
Okay. I have long considered the spaghetti joke to be one of the most original, well constructed, and flat out funniest examples of later 20th century American comedy. No one referred to it in my classes as such. Wow, that's quite a compliment.
It is.
So this guy so far is nothing but positive. Uh-oh. However, this is where I think it takes a turn. I was recently shocked and dismayed. Through the course of my research, I discovered an early similar routine performed by Jack Benny on the September 29th, 1956 episode of the Jack Benny Program.
Wow, that's the one with Don Wilson from Hollywood.
That bore his name in Benny's routine. It was Irish stew rather than spaghetti. But the other details are strikingly familiar. The audience doubled over with laughter as Benny gave them an account of savagely eating and attempting
what was that?
It says the audience was laughing, barreled over with laughter as Benny gave his account of the savage beating and attempting to strangle his wife when she failed to use the proper ingredients for his beloved Irish stew. Funny stuff. And unfortunately,
Gearmaster stole that oregano bit from Jack Benny.
All too familiar.
Sorry. Gearmaster, you stole your beating up your wife
no,
bit because she didn't put
didn't
oregano
steal.
On your mushroom? Okay, I'm sorry.
I think he did. It sounds a lot alike. I don't want to believe that the Scaremaster is a crook, but I cannot arrive at any other conclusion. As a 15-point comic resurrection analyst, as I've demonstrated, there are far too many similarities between the two routines to write off in coincidence. Just thought you guys should be aware. Dr. Hugh, PhD. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
That's pretty intense.
We have the puppy baby here. Hello, puppy baby. Arr.
Scaremaster, when you look at the dog, do you like...
I'm not interested in your fucking dog.
No, it's not my dog. It's Dan
His
Mary
dog,
James'
dog. Dan's dog, whatever.
I'm asking you, do you
Stop
feel...
fucking smoking around me.
Do you feel compelled to...
You want to
You want to just do a
Get
quick...
Get away from
you
me
want,
with that shit.
You want to do a quick novena?
What's God a novena?
Damn.
$5,
Stuff
same
is
as downtown.
Poison. It's poison to me.
Well, as you know, today's show started airing on the 22nd of November. And as you remember, 50 years ago today, the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Name a song that has Kennedy in it.
The Righteous Brothers.
How'd that go?
Maybe they didn't have rock and roll heaven. With some other dead guys.
If you believe in forever,
life is just a one-night stand.
There's a rock
and roll heaven. Well, you know they got a hell of a band.
Scaremaster, name a song. Name a song's got Kennedy in it.
I have no idea.
Do you have one?
The Stones. What shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?"
Oh,
and after all, it was you and me.
You and me, right? I never
I
understood
know a band
that.
That's
I'm
got
glad.
The
I'm glad I'm not a Kennedy.
What was
the
that?
Dead Kennedys.
Yeah,
my old punk band
Holiday
from the 80s.
Holiday in Cambodia.
Exactly. Holiday in, and then drug me.
What can you tell us about the Kennedy family? Do you know anything at all?
I know zero about.
Okay,
them.
Let's play. How many Kennedys can Scaremaster name? Go.
Wait a second. Before we get to that, is that a phone call coming through?
JFK, Robert F.
Okay, stop. Would you send that through for us, please?
Well, 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 I'm under a spell. How do you do this?
Oh, Mr. Hey, Mr.
Adams, how are you?
Wait, listen, before we say anything, listen to me. Have you all seen my photographs of Tommy B?
Hey, motherfucker. It's time to rip you a new asshole yourself.
Listen. I will not be treated thusly. Listen, I merely wanted to ask a question, please.
Oh, yeah. You fucking messed with my fucking publicist.
Let me ask, with those photos, did I capture his chi with my...
You're disgusting, you fucking
Was
pig.
The spent condom too much?
Hey, listen, motherfucker,
look,
get your ass in
hostile.
L.A.
I must
so
say
I can kick your fucking ass over
up.
The fucking studio.
He hung up,
Scaremaster,
he hung up.
You piece of shit.
He hung up on you.
You human fucking waste.
Scaremaster, you're really upset with him, dude.
I want him dead.
Why?
I want him in prison. I want to fucking grind
what
him up.
What did he do?
Fucking...
You can't really say that until you talk to Tom.
He hung up on you. Wait, that's it? Is that him calling back?
Yeah, why don't you send that through?
Well, I'm willing to give this another go round if you all are. Know whom tis?
Hey, it's John Quincy Adams.
Mr. Adams.
Now, listen. Before we go on, before we say anything rash, I need to apologize to Perry.
There you go.
Listen, Perry, please, let me say that I apologize from the bottom of my heart for what I said about Tom Brennan. I said he is not someone to do business with, and I was wrong. I did my business all over him. Yes.
That's a $500,000, motherfucker.
Hey, can I ask, what's that? How many licks did Tom Brennan take to get to the center of that rape pop?
Oh, well, let me think. A one, a two, a three.
So you made love to Tom Brennan. You're saying you made love to Tom Brennan?
Thank you. May I please tell what happened? May I please give my side of the story?
Yes, please do.
My backside of the story. What happened is, listen, Walter, as you know, is like a son to me. And he so desperately, desperately wanted to sign with Brennan Entertainment. True? True, Walter?
Well, that's what you do. When you want to get in the biz, that's what you do. You sign with Brennan if you want to get in the biz.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, that's what they say. So I needed to help him in this endeavor. I contacted TBE.
Tom Brennan Entertainment?
Precisely, precisely. Tom Brennan Entertainment. I arranged a sit-down with the man himself. All right. The only thing was, after I slipped him a date rape filled lollipop, the only sit down was upon my Jolly Roger. Yes. Yes.
Oh, Mr. Adams, God. What are you doing?
All right, Mr. Adams,
you should go to jail for that, motherfucker.
Don't kid yourself, please. Don't kid yourself. It's a business, all right. This is a business.
Yeah, it's a business, not a fucking date rape business.
I have a way to bring this all home to us, all right?
With you a mean song? By a song,
Precisely. Now let's do this. Let me hit you with some music and fun. And if you're not careful, you might learn something before it's done. What do you think?
Sounds fine.
Does that sound good? All right. Well, let's do one. Happened. Let's bring one home, shall we? Yes, we know this one.
Music goes back.
I thought it was over.
Yeah. Here we go. I controlled your agent, Tom. I controlled your agent, Tom. Took my date rape drug, didn't put his helmet on. I controlled your agent, Tom. Seven, six, he ate a drug pop, his mind was gone.
Three, two,
our emissions.
One.
Made huge buckets of dude juice.
Lift off.
This is JQA to Agent Tom. I'm afraid that you were drugged.
You're right.
But Mole still would really like to sign with you.
I would. I really would.
Sorry.
Can you let him know if that would still be cool?
No fucking way.
This is Agent Tom to JQA.
You raped him?
I really don't recall.
No way.
I was floating in the most peculiar way. And unlike Petty, I'm not really even gay. Like queer, not like gay as in happy. Far from the girls.
Far from the girls.
I was out and I never knew. Not like when Petty blew you know who.
Stop dreaming, you fucking.
And
fucking
we're dancing,
fucking
dancing. And here come the Nicholas brothers.
Shit.
They've got their space tank tops and their space short shorts and their
pants. Hey, punk
on,
ass!
Floating in outer space and grabbing their bottoms.
You can fuck you,
bitch
you fuck.
It's like a Sandra Bullock.
Motherfucker.
George Clooney.
Well, fuck yourself.
Space tank
you
tops.
Fuck
and
yourself.
Jean shorts. Floating, shaking it. Let's get it back.
What happens?
Though I've signed 100,000 dudes, I'm feeling very strange.
This is Tom Brennan's part.
And I think my heart knows where it wants to go.
Yeah, not this way.
Please tell Quincy I love him very much. He knows.
What?
Oh.
JQ
Quincy
to Agent Tom, is this for real? Does this mean love? Do you mean it, Agent Tom? Do you mean it, Agent Tom?
You're in love?
Do you mean it, Agent Tom?
No fucking way.
Do you mean that the two of us will marry sometime in the spring?
Oh, God.
Oh,
Wow.
Tom B and JQA, which will Petty give away?
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you know what? This
really
guy is such
a hammer
fucking
on that one.
He is such a fucking Fruit Loop. Get off
your stop
break.
The presses, ladies
get
and gentlemen.
Off this.
Yes, keep dancing. Nicholas wow. Brothers are still dancing. They've got their space shorts and their space tank tops. It's delightful. All right, Nicholas Brothers. Yes, wrap it up. Spinning, spinning, and floating off into space, hand in hand. There they go. There they go. Floating into space. Well. Ooh, yes, that, I'll tell you something. It took a little bit out of me. Like Tom took a little out of me. So he passed out. All right. Thoughts.
He's a prick.
Tell me some thoughts.
He's a prick.
Petty, listen. And all right, fellas.
Well, congratulations on getting married
yeah,
to Tom
seriously,
Brennan. That's
right.
Really
that's
cool.
Here, real
pal.
Big news.
Yes, wonderful.
Listen
wonderful.
Here, you
Petty,
fucking
do me
piece
a favor.
Of shit.
Yeah, all right, wonderful.
Wrap
Petty,
it up.
Thank you. Petty,
you're lucky
listen,
you don't
I'm
know
a,
me face to face.
I know this is sudden. I know it's sudden. But would you consider a double ceremony with terrifying Tim and yourself?
What?
Never. Never,
all right,
ever,
all right. Listen,
ever,
I have a ton
ever,
to
ever.
Do, picking linens and finding a DJ. Let's wrap this up.
Get your fucking sick, perverted,
yes, precisely.
Gay
yeah, wrap
shit
like a wedding
out of
years.
My fucking ears.
What treat is it that will never be the heavyweight champion?
Your day rape lollipops because they always get licked.
Yes, that's right, Walt. And sometimes they get chewed upon. Grrr. Tooters loves.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Congratulations again on getting married
wow.
to Tom Brennan. That's
never
hey,
gonna happen.
What are you guys gonna wear to the wedding?
Never gonna fucking.
Well, it sounds
happen.
Like it's happening. You just
it's
told
them bullshit.
You told them in love with them.
It's bullshit.
Hey, if they make if they work it out in bed, that's it. Listen, that's
it's
it.
Bullshit.
Why? Why is
he
that?
He raped him.
How would you figure that? How do
you know
you
you're
that?
Not looking at one major thing
oh
here, Perry?
God,
listen
oh
to this,
God.
Perry. Instead of looking
him.
At it like
I think
that,
Tom Brennan loves Quincy.
Well,
Tom
let me
Brennan
just say
is
something.
Not that way.
Perry,
he's
listen,
not a lover.
Both
not
you
a
guys.
God
I have one
damn.
Thing. You're not looking at the obvious thing, Perry. If you think about this, a double wedding with John Quincy
it
Adams'
is
money, Papetic money,
happen.
It's going to be the wedding event of the
and
year.
Think how much money you're going to save on catering. You have one bar for both weddings.
Oh, God, you guys are disgusting.
Why? Okay, I know we're thinking about money when you should be thinking about the, it's a ceremony of love and we shouldn't be thinking about cutting the bar bill in half. But listen, it's a business, buddy. Here's the thing. If you guys, here's the one thing you have to get over. You have to figure out the same DJ.
I'm not
right.
doing anything gay, homosexual, in
all
any
right, so then
fucking,
get a traditional
in
DJ.
Any fucking way.
Get whatever DJ you want.
Yeah, with a wife, a woman, a lady, a fucking chick with tits and a pussy.
A DJ hey. Is
that's
not a reason
I
to
fuck.
Yell like this. Stop, Perry. There's no
that's
reason.
The only thing that goes into my fucking love life, you psychotic freak.
Not ever.
What
and
you,
how come the only one we ever talk
ever.
About is your dude lover? How come the only guy
dude
we ever
lover,
talk about,
dude not, lover,
who have we talked
you
about
mean
the most?
Fucking first over almost
first love,
22
first love,
years
yes.
ago, not love you
my
fucking
first,
fucking homo.
My last,
God damn it, shut
my
up!
Everything.
What is going on with you today?
God, you're fucking making me sick.
I'm making you sick.
Reading all this. Gay
reading what?
Shit.
Oh, who gives a shit? At least we didn't steal from you like you did from us.
Yeah, where's our skateboard money?
I don't
I
know.
I need that
oh
money.
My God, it's $45 fucking. I don't have it until I get this.
Well, let us know when we get the 45.
Pay me my fucking money from the Windy Weekend, and I'll
let
give you back.
Let me talk to your accountant like you wanted me to.
I'll call. You want me to call Sammy right now?
No.
Well, that's who I'm. That's who you're going to talk to.
In the middle of a show.
That's who
for
you're
going
to talk
sake.
To, and if you want that a part of the show,
I don't give a shit. I don't care. You want to call him right now? Call him. I'll be happy to talk to him. I'll be more than happy. This is your cousin Sammy who doubles as your accountant, correct?
He's Perry. My manager. He's my...
Where are you going, Scaremaster?
Standing up to get my phone.
Oh, jeez.
Let me on. Before
wait a
we
minute.
Do,
is
before...
that another call? Can you send that call through for me, please?
Yes, listen, lovers. You know what? I'm sorry. It's me again.
Hey,
I forgot something. There was something I wanted to play for you.
What's that?
I made a little recording the other night that I thought everyone would enjoy. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Is that Bad Company Records?
No, it's not. It's not old Bad Company Records. Listen. This is some fun I had. Listen to this. All right, hold on. Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you see me? Tommy, wake up.
Stop. Please stop.
Hold on, we're going to play a little game, you and I. I'm going to put different awards that I've won into your anus, and you guess what they are. How's that? Some fun?
Was that Tom?
I'm getting a little too old for this shit.
That's Tom.
Sounds like Tom.
Well, what did you think of that? That was a little fun I had the other night with your representation. Anywho,
Perry doesn't care.
Listen. Don't worry about it. Tommy's fine. I'm sure those muscles will retract. Anywho, love you all, toots.
Was that Tom?
That sounded like Tom.
Scaremaster, did you hear what was
going on? What?
It sounded like Quincy was taking his British Entertainment Awards.
It's disgusting. No, I don't even want to think about it. Listen to me for a second.
He was inserting them into his
rectum. It's disgusting.
Rectum damn near killed him. Come on, rim shot. Give me something.
Mole, do you understand that right now we're talking about something really serious?
I know, this is disgusting, but he did say rectum. This is fucking disgusting, you piece of shit.
When are you going to grow up, Mole? Am I right on this, Perry?
God damn.
You got to take some things seriously, for goodness sake.
You're totally right. I'm just so excited we're going to a wedding.
That's going to be fun.
A wedding? You're not going to see me
married. A double wedding.
No, wrong. I'm not even there.
Well, you go to the Quincy Brennan wedding.
I'm not going to no Quincy Brennan.
Are you
wedding.
Kidding me?
And no Martha's fucking way.
Two guys that you've worked
he's not
with.
Gay. Tom Brennan is not gay.
It's just the heart wants what it wants. It doesn't have to be gay. It's just it's a wedding of convenience.
He will not marry that
have
guy.
Have you considered that he might have to get married to him?
He's not going to.
I want
to
know how you know that.
He might have a tush baby.
I want to know how you know about
this. You guys are disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
It's fucking wrong!
Tom Brennan.
It's wrong!
What's wrong?
It's fucking wrong!
What's wrong? Not the way that you do it.
Pay me and get me the fuck out of here. Pay me, get me the fuck out of here. Pay me my Windy Weekend funds. Get my ass out of here.
We're supposed to talk with your accountant, and also we've got to work out the thing with the skateboard gate.
Gate?
Yeah, that's what people are calling it.
Skate gate.
Was it Scape Gate?
All you guys get is $45.
Well, where's the $45?
It'll come out of the $2,000 that I get for the weekend?
No, I don't know what you get.
No.
A lot of that.
Or is it $3,000?
Well, I don't know where you're getting these figures. We'll be lucky if we make $200 after we pay all these people off.
There's a lot of bills, dude. And plus, other bad news, we got to do this whole thing over again. The Elvis lights weren't on.
Pay me, get me out of here, please.
Let me do this. Let me shoot this rubber band at you, okay? Close your eyes, though. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
You know what? It's time we do the best thing that we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing I'd like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is where we play an improv game here. Who's it directed by? Mole. He creates a scene. He directs a scene. He'll also cast a scene. What we don't know, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Hey, I'm glad you asked, guys. Today we head back into history. And for one thing, it's Scaremaster's birthday. So we got a little something special for him. First off, we got a beautiful pie. Scaremaster, look at this pie.
I'm not eating it. I'm not touching it.
Why not?
I'm not eating any cakes.
It's not a cake.
Or a pie.
Why not?
Because.
Let me go get some knives and some plates for us.
Oh, my God.
Why come you don't want to eat it?
I got a health issue right now.
What's going on, colitis?
I got to get a colonoscopy in a week.
$10, same as downtown. Why?
Because I turned 50. Sunday.
You could not wait.
So they told me that I have to get it done right away.
Who's they? The guy, the kids down at the corner?
Kaiser Hospital.
Kaiser Soze?
Kaiser Hospital.
What'd he say?
They don't worry about what the fucking doctor said. I gotta get it done, okay?
Can we come with you?
No.
You're gonna have a piece of this?
What did I say? No fucking cake.
But it's
pie. I don't fucking care. I haven't eaten a fucking meal all fucking day. I'm nervous. I'm shaking. I'm fucking going nuts for protein.
So you need some food.
Protein.
This is
not fucking cake.
It's banana cream pie. It's not. It's banana cream pie, man.
That's all sugar.
It's bananas. It's the perfect food.
That's sugar.
Bananas are perfect food.
It's
and custard. It's
pie.
Eggs. It's so much protein.
I'm not eating a goddamn thing.
I got plates.
You're gonna pay me and get me the fuck out of here.
Let me tell you something, Scaremaster. What's the perfect food for mammals?
I don't know.
Banana cream pie?
Well, avocados and bananas.
God. I'm not eating anything.
Even your own birthday cake that we're gonna sing and you're gonna get a candle.
Oh God.
Come on, buddy. It's your 50th birthday.
You guys stop.
How many times do you turn 50?
We're your friends. We love you and you're turning 50. This is a big, big moment and we'd like to share with you. And whether or not your Javajo religion lets you celebrate yourself, we're gonna celebrate you.
Yeah.
Because we think you're a great dude and you're 50 and we think you deserve a 50th birthday wish, okay?
A little earlier we said you wouldn't say yes if we told you we were throwing you a party because of your Javajo religion. So we're doing this without being
It's a little bit of a surprise party, okay?
One, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to Scaremaster. Happy birthday to Scaremaster. Happy birthday to Scaremaster, my best friend.
The guy that I
Happy
know.
Birthday to Scaremaster.
Thank you.
And many more. Okay, would you pass that over again? Don't let it go out.
All right.
Scaremaster, think about a good wish, okay? Scaremaster, think about a wish like, oh, nice.
Getting laid.
That's a good one.
It is a good, one. It really 50th, is.
50th anniversary when you're
By
50.
Who?
By who?
Baby, Terry.
By a baby?
By my Jesus, baby.
That's disgusting. That's so gross. You're 50 years old. You want to have sex with a baby child?
Just it's his birthday.
I can't support that. Okay, it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I got to tell you, Perpetic and you shouldn't have children if that's the way you feel.
Oh, you're sick.
I'll tell you what, once he has kids with Perpetic, he's going to change his mind about having sex with babies. Watch. You mark my words. You mark my words, my friend. He's
here, let me help you, Dan. This is one of the best pies in Los Angeles. It really is. The banana cream pie is
that looks that's banana. Yeah, that is banana.
Yeah, Scaremaster, it's tons of banana.
It looks good. It looks fucking good.
Yeah, you're gonna have one.
Let me have one.
Mary Jane,
here you are.
Yes, you can have this one more. Oh, quickly.
Vince
gets nothing.
Oh, come on.
Fuck Vince.
Here.
Get a big one for Scaremaster.
You didn't get one.
It's his birthday. It's his day.
Give him one of those.
Why can't I have that one?
Because I put urine on this plate.
Okay, how's that, Scaremaster? Not so bad, right?
It's all right.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm bringing this to Vince. I'm bringing a bite of it. Excuse me, Fluffers.
Yeah, it is good.
You got darn right it's good. It's Scaremaster's 50th birthday pie. And I think you should ask for a birthday, 50th birthday pie extension. You want to try to eat the rest of it?
He
you can chow that.
No,
he
thank you. No, thank you.
All right, it's your birthday. So.
I'm done. I'm done. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, while you're eating your pie, we can do our mole pie during. We can do mole pie time.
I'm not. Please.
That's a heck of a mashup for your birthday. You want to do mole play pie time? Okay.
No need. Why are you treating me so bad, Don?
What do you mean treating you
about,
so bad?
About getting paid. Because I can pay you guys back immediately.
Why does this have to be business? Why does this have to be all about business?
Because that's all it is business.
Oh, really? There's no friendship here.
Wow. You're not my friend?
Wow. I guess I guess someone else brought you a birthday pie.
All we do is videotape each other and talk about, get on
chicks,
film.
Guy talk.
Here's the deal, Perry.
Thank you.
Why am I holding your plate, you fucking idiot?
Well, because
I'm not your mom.
You're the boss.
I'm not your mom. Well, put the fucking plate on the floor.
It is kind of weird that you finish your food and you hand Dan your plate, Scaremaster.
Well, because it's his place. I don't know where
you're
this stuff
a baby.
Goes.
You're a fucking baby.
Well, I just want to get paid and so I can leave. I mean, I owe bills like fucking crazy.
Which bills?
You know, I got to pay my mechanic $1,000. I got to pay Time Warner. I got to pay the phone company. I got to pay my rent.
What do you owe your mechanic for?
Fixing my car as well as my truck.
What did you do to your car?
I don't remember. It's been so fucking long.
Great. Yeah, that's because you didn't let me do it.
Oh God! Just don't even go there.
Quick question, Perry. You go through this whole thing and you talk about what an asshole I am. I told you all along that we didn't have the money. We didn't have it all together. I just put the final amount of money that we got from the whole weekend in the bank this past week. You told me you were going to have me talk to your accountant. I said, have him call me. Well, that's what you told me. The last time we spoke, that's what you told me.
All right. Forget about the accountant. I'm the accountant. Okay?
You changed.
I'm the accountant. I'm the accountant. I'm the fucking guy you talk to. Okay. I'm the guy you pay.
All right.
So, can I get paid?
Yeah, but I think last week we also agreed we would wait until you took care of us on the skateboard.
We didn't agree on nothing. The only agreement we agreed on with the skateboard thing is you'll get your money after I get mine, because how can I split money when I don't have a fucking pot to piss in?
But you got the money already. You got the
skateboard. I don't have the fucking dime, you son of a bitch!
But you got all that.
I got no fucking money!
But you got that.
You wear fine
money.
Leather coats. You're going to tell me you have no money. Sit down. What did he just break?
I didn't break anything.
Your nice pipe.
I didn't break
toaster.
A goddamn thing.
The nice pipe from the toaster got knocked over.
Really? Is it broken?
Scare mess.
Yeah, I broke it. It's okay.
The pipe's broken? You fucking idiot.
No.
You fucking idiot. You fucking insane.
I didn't do nothing.
You got up and you shook the table. You fuck.
Okay, today's mole play takes us to Dallas, Texas, where President Kennedy's motorcade is going through the streets in front of the library. Everything looks like it's going to be cool. President Kennedy is cruising along, waving to all the people. Scaremaster, I'd like you to play President Kennedy. Dan, Mary Jane, how about you play? How about you play his wife, Mrs. Kennedy? Dan, I'd like you to play the Secret Service guy who wants to save his life when he hears shots ring out over the library. What is it, Dan?
I would just like to ask the guy from Toaster. Perry the fucking idiot broke Mary Jane's favorite pipe she ever had in her life. This fucking goddamn idiot broke.
Blame me for everything.
You did. You shook the fucking table, you moron motherfucker.
I tried to get up.
No, you shook the fucking table.
I tried to get up.
And if you didn't try to get, why are you trying to get up? Why? What are you going to do? You going to fight somebody, you fucking loser? Go fuck yourself.
I'm sure glad I still have my mustache pipe. And mole play. Wave President Kennedy and talk to all the people. Say, like Kennedy.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Kennedy. Go like,
hey, everybody.
Do your Kennedy impression.
Okay.
I don't have a Kennedy impression.
Jack Carter.
The people want to see the president with the roof down. Say that, and then let's drive.
Hi, everybody. It's welcome to Dallas.
They're in Dallas.
I don't even know what to fucking say.
You're President Kennedy.
Don't
you're the president.
You need to win another election.
Do some Kennedy lines.
I don't know any Kennedy lines. I was born 5 days before he got killed.
Oh, wow.
How can I know?
Wait, did you kill him?
Why aren't you waving?
Was he the first person?
You're fucking up. What, are you an idiot fucking Marilyn Monroe?
Stop.
So you tell him, Jackie O. Jackie O really lays into him.
You fucking stupid piece of shit. Why are you fucking her? Why did she come sing for your birthday?
She's
how
good
fucking
and bad.
Dare you?
She's good and
how
bad.
How fucking
Suddenly
dare you?
She's good and bad.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shoots him in the head.
Watch it, Mr. President.
The rubber band. I use the rubber band to shoot you in the face. Okay, got him right in the cheek, and Kennedy's brains are blown all over the thing.
Ah! Is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? Oh my God, there's blood on my dress!
The Secret Service guy feels really bad, and he knows this is his last chance to kiss President Kennedy before he dies.
Mr. Kennedy, I loved you as a president. I loved working for you.
He kisses him one last time.
I'm gonna suck
before he dies. Wait, he didn't do that. He does kiss him passionately. Oh, he's taking his pants off. The Secret Service agent is taking the dying president's pants off. Oh, and
taste Marilyn Monroe on there? Whoa. He's a filthy fucking piece of shit pig. I hope he's dead.
Jackie,
choke him.
Really laying into the dying president. And it's just a dark moment in history. And it's just... Really,
happy
quite
birthday
irreverent. Oh, wait,
to
Marilyn Monroe suddenly shows
is
up.
Is that what she did?
And wait, President Kennedy's back up. He's putting his fedora back on, and the Secret Service guy can't believe it, and he leans in to give him a big kiss. And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Ask Air Master. That was pretty intense, man. And for our fans of history, our students of history out there, you will notice there were a lot of inaccuracies.
Well, you know what? That was a fun mole play, and you
know
what?
That was a blast.
This could be our second to last show, because I'll tell you something. You know, I want to say to the fans, the people that like came out to the Windy Weekend.
The best.
Maybe the best fans ever. The only reason.
No, maybe
kept,
about it.
It was so wonderful.
Trekkies, boo.
I just don't understand how we can go on. I don't know if we're going to make the money we need for the fund anything. We've got a couple days left, but I think we're going to fall far short of our goal.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, it was a wild ride.
It sure was.
And who knows? I think that maybe they'll see us on the flip side.
Well, what we will do is this. We're going to take some time off, and we'll make a decision on what's going to happen in the new year. The money that we did get from the fund anything, we are going to be able to put for making a pilot for our reality series. But we don't know what's going to happen after that. And you see little outbursts like Perry just had where he breaks things, and then he tries to blame everybody but the fucking idiot who grabbed the table and knocked it over, just like he did on the movie Windy City Heat. He denied that he knocked that thing over. You didn't touch the table? Talk into the motherfucking mic.
I didn't touch the snack bar table.
Well, everyone at a fucking theater said that you did.
And everybody you admitted it. And you admitted it.
Everybody can say that I did. You'll see where Mole grabbed the table. Okay.
Yeah, well,
Scaremaster,
why don't you do this? Why don't you tell us where we can reach you on the social network?
Well, you can reach me
at... Go to Facebook and...
No, I go first. I go first. You go to Simply Don 1 on my Twitter, Don Barris on my Facebook. I believe my Vine is Don Barris, and my Instagram is Simply Don 1. Mole, you go.
Well, I'll tell you, Mole, I am on Facebook and on Instagram. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, not bad. Perry, how can they get in touch
Again,
with you?
Twitter, ScaryPerry818. Facebook is Perry.Caravello.
That's
C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Well, you know what?
Oh, and also my email address has changed. I'm no longer on KNAC because they're closing the... Their,
nobody cares.
Down.
Nobody cares.
So it's scaryperryx1050 on gmail, at gmail.com.
If you'd like to see me perform live, I'm at the world famous comedy store every night, late night. Monday, come to the Ding Dong Show at the comedy store, 10 p.m., where we do a Death Squad podcast. Now, in celebration of Mary Jane's birthday on Sunday the 24th, that's this Sunday, for those that you're getting this, we're going to do a fund anything. Everyone's going to try to put in at least $5. That's fundanything.com, campaign name, the Big Three Project. That's all for our reality series. And then Monday, November 25th, return of Simply Down the podcast.
If you want to buy skateboard decks and
you can't fucking do that. You know what? Shut up. I'll tell you why. Because what you did is even during Tom Brennan's, when people thought he was dead, you were still trying to sell t-shirts. You don't put anything towards fund anything. You're telling people to make donations to you. You are scum, man.
I'm scum.
And for that, here we go. Big three. Goodbye.